From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Authorities continue their search for suspects in the Paris attacks last Friday. French officials are searching for another unidentified fugitive involved in the Paris attacks that killed 129 and wounded hundreds more. French and Belgian authorities have issued a warrant for one person identified as Salah Abdeslam, whose brother was among the attackers. Before returning to Washington from Paris Tuesday, Secretary of State John Kerry met with the French President Hollande and said the Islamic State group, which claimed responsibility for the attacks, will feel even greater pressure in coming weeks. Mr. Kerry also spoke about the attacks with the staff of the U.S. Embassy.
We have been at war with these guys since last year. President Obama said that very clearly. And every single country, not just in the region, but around the world, is opposed to what they are doing to the norms of human behavior and the standards by which we try to live.
Meanwhile, two Air France flights bound for Paris from the U.S. were diverted Tuesday, landing safely after anonymous bomb threats. Rwanda's Senate unanimously approved changing the Constitution Tuesday to allow President Paul Kagame to run for a third term. The question is to be put to a national referendum. The U.S. says it's opposing the move, spokesman Mark Toner suggesting some form of U.S. response if the referendum goes forward.
We expect President Kagame to follow through on his word and step down at the end of his current term. And if he does not, if he decides to remain in office, then that could impact U.S.-Rwanda relations going forward.
Efforts by leaders in other African countries to extend their rule, including Congo-Brazzaville, Burkina Faso, and Burundi, have resulted in violence. The 58-year-old Mr. Kagame has ruled Rwanda since his army ended the 1994 genocide and ousted Hutu extremists from power. This is VOA News.